Divine appearance to Srimati Radharani ki Nithai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pascha Chandesha Tarane Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So very fortunate to be here in Krishna Balaram Mandir, sitting at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, Shishi Gornitai, Shishi Krishna Balaram, Shishi Radha Shama Sundar, Radhita Vishaka Devi, in the company of all the devotees. So I'll speak a little something briefly, although very unqualified to speak, and then His Grace Dina Bandhu Prabhu will speak more glorification of Srimati Radharani. So we hear from Srila Prabhupada how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, at a very elderly age, he took permission from Sri Madan Mohan, deity, and all the senior Vaishnavas, devotees. He was instructed to write, he was authorized and empowered to write. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, translated by Srila Prabhupada, gives us a little glimpse of an authoritative understanding of who is, I mean, something, not that we understand fully or in great depth, but in a, just as like moving the curtain on a window, you can take a little peek and see that there's something more to life. And the Lord is known, Krishna appears at different intervals, at different times, to reestablish religious principles. And Krishna, we're all parts of Krishna. It's not that we were created at some time and will die at some time. Krishna is, always is, and we are also part of Krishna. And Krishna and Srimati Radharani, although they are one, they became two eternally, separate entities. But it's hard for us to understand, just like if you're, you know, a small child and try to understand astronomy or some deep mathematical calculations or some deep emotional relationships, it may not be fully understandable at a very immature stage. So, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, we're hearing why the Lord appears. That Krishna appeared in this age of Kali Yuga in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And although he came to reestablish religious principles as he always does in other ages, he did that in the form of Vishnu. Described, the Lord has many forms and many purposes each form performs. So Krishna, in his two-handed form in Braj, in Vrindavan, he came to experience what is that intensity of love, that experience of the relationship that the gopis and the Srimati Radharani, the cowherd boys are feeling. Because there are different relationships, different mellows, different rasas. Someone may worship Krishna in servitude with great, or just in great awe and veneration, yes, you are God, whatever you say, I'll do. That's okay, Krishna reciprocates accordingly as we surrender to Him. Or as you may surrender as a friend. In friendly relationships, sometimes there's joking, there's play, as Arjuna was friend. Or Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, they were his parent. Sometimes Yashoda Mai would have to make sure you eat, Krishna. Oh, what is it? You're eating dirt? Let me see, open your mouth. And so anyways, you know, you have to eat nutritiously, otherwise you'll get sick. So the parent is always thinking selflessly for the child. So it's a different kind of relationship, a rasa, a feeling, mutual loving exchange between the living entity and Krishna. And then the conjugal love, the love that is experienced between Krishna and Srimati Radharani and the gopis. And Srila Prabhupada never really spoke in depth, but if you read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we'll hear the authorized understanding, the mature appreciation of what is the relationship on such an intimate level as Krishna is experiencing with the gopis and with Srimati Radharani and Rasa dance. And so all that was forgotten, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and he's known as Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauravishe Namaha. But he is the most merciful, most munificent incarnation, because he's coming to give love of God, this Krishna Prema, which was is not easily achievable. Bhakti is a privilege. And what to speak of achieving love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yogis would perform great austerities for many, many years. In the days previously, Satya Yuga, people would live 100,000 years. Hard for us to imagine when we can barely make it to 50 or 60. And in the past age, 10,000 years. We hear in history of people living hundreds of years, and different types of meditation and performances of yajna, sacrifice, are there to realize who is Krishna, who is Radharani, what is that relationship between them. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although God himself, he knows everything, it's hard for us to say, well, he wanted to come to experience, because he didn't know what the intensity of that love was. So, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nahayanya, what is that? How did that verse go? Radha Krishna, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya. But he is non-different than Krishna, Radha and Krishna combined. He didn't come in a blackish form. He came in a golden form as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is the embodiment of Srimati Radharani. This glow of Srimati Radharani was exhibited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if we read the experiences that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was having, it's just, these are symptoms of Mahabhava. These are symptoms of pure love of God. And he's delivering this. He taught his very intimate associates, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. The Lord, before descending, he brought his associates with him to enact the Leela, just like when a king or a great emperor comes, he comes with his entourage, followers, ministers, and so many. So Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, the six Goswamis, so many Vaishnavas in our tradition, are carefully handing down this fruit of love of God. And the essence that, although a part of Krishna, Srimati Radharani becomes more prominent than Krishna, especially in Vrindavan. Everyone addresses each other, Radhe, Radhe. And I know one day I was on Govardhan Parikrama, ready to begin, and I saw some other people doing parikrama. I said, Hari Bol. He said, no, Hari Bol. Radhe, Radhe. Okay, Jai, Jai. So everyone's remembering Srimati Radharani, because Srila Prabhupada describes that by pleasing Srimati Radharani, who is very intimately connected to Krishna, she will say, my dear Krishna, please you accept this Prabhu. He's chanting, he's calling your name very enthusiastically, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us, the medicine, to give us the religion. He reestablished the religious principle. And this is the religion for this age, the chanting of the Lord's holy name. During that great meeting at Naimisharanya 5,000 years ago. Nowadays they're having political conventions, you know, the Republican, Democratic, or in India they have different parties as well, and many people get together to discuss how to, the best way of electing someone by popular vote of all the animalistic people can come together and put the biggest animal into office. But unfortunately, there's no wisdom or great sages. In Naimisharanya 5,000 years ago, also known in Kumbh Mela, mainly in Haridwar, Allahabad this year, there's a Kumbh Mela coming up. All the saintly personalities would come together and they were discussing, when Krishna leaves, or Krishna has left this world, now who will uphold religious principles? And fortunately, Shukadeva Goswami came, and it's described that Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of the Lord, the sound vibration, the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has recommended that you live in a holy place, you read Srimad Bhagavatam, worship Tulsi Devi, associate with devotees. So this Bhagavatam, the essence, was taught to his intimate disciples, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent so much time with Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. So this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, to teach all of us the essence of bhakti, the essence of devotion, essence of love. And how can we appreciate who is Srimati Radharani? How can we appreciate, well, what is my role, what is my identity in relationship to the gopis and Srimati Radharani? This is not something that should be jumped into. It's like jumping into deep water and not knowing how to swim. What happens? You drown. So we want to be careful that we get, take the proper lessons, take the swimming lessons, take the bhakti lessons, and that we have to follow rules and regulations. When one is very, very sick, the doctor prescribes different medicines, different rules and regulations of how to conduct your life so that you can get free from this illness. And when you're free from sickness, then the rules and regulations may not apply. The Raganuga Bhakti, the spontaneous love, but we cannot jump, as they say. We don't want to jump. But we want to appreciate every moment. We want to appreciate Kurukshetra, the Pandavas, Bhagavad Gita. We want to appreciate all the different pastimes that we read in Krishna book, Krishna killing the demons, or Krishna sitting with all his friends taking nice prasadam, or playing different sports and games. Because these activities are taking place in the spiritual world. It's not all just about rasa dance, but of course this is the most exhilarating and wonderful pastime. And we don't minimize it or reject in any way. You know, we appreciate. But we appreciate through the words of the great acharyas. We appreciate through Srila Prabhupada, the Goswamis, and their literature, and the guidance of senior devotees who have realizations. So the chanting of the Lord's holy name is what will free our heart from the greed, from the illusion, from the bodily conception of life. It's a very long time we spend this material world, samsara dava, nalalita loka. Every morning we're praying that this forest of material existence is burning us, and this cycle of birth and death, samsara, is taking place, and repeatedly by time, by material nature, whatever body we've been gifted with according to our desire and our karma, karma na dhyana trena, we live in this body for 100 years of Brahma, 100 years of the ant, or 100 years of human existence. It's all relative. It may seem like the demigod live hundreds and thousands and millions of years. Oh, that's a long time. I can accept that. But ultimately, everything in this material existence, from the highest planet down to the lowest planet, are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all the associates are coming to to call us, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gaura Chandra Bole. He's calling, wake up. Wake up, stop sleeping in the lap of the rich called Maya. Because every day, people are dying everywhere during the wars. So many wars are there, one war after another after another. I know America, Revolutionary War, then the War of 1812, then the Civil War, and the First World War, Second World War, Vietnam War, Korean War. People are just butchering themselves. People are dying. But unfortunately, they're dying in material existence to take birth again in material existence. Whereas those who are sober-minded, those who are fortunate, are utilizing the human form of life for taking up the process of devotional service, the process of bhakti, the process that actually gives us an opening door to the spiritual kingdom, to the activities of Krishna Balaram, the activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his associates, the activities of Krishna and Srimati Radharani, Lalita Vishaka, and all the inhabitants of Braj, all their activities. We're having a little glimpse, an opportunity to serve, an opportunity to hear Krishna's name in the association of the other devotees. So in this way, we have to prepare ourselves. We mentioned, Dinabandhu Prabhu mentioned the other day that a friend, a long time resident here, Mother Nanda, spent 22 years, and every time I would visit, she was in her room just reading passages from Bhagavatam and listening to the devotees, listening to classes, and preparing. Although material body is a disease, we're all going to get, you know, either this or that, cancer or multiple sclerosis or tumor or whatever. The material body is just made of earth, water, fire, air, ether. That does not affect the soul. But the soul has the energy and the vibrance and the illumination. It's full of knowledge, full of eternity, and very, very blissful. And so to utilize that spark of energy to move this material machine in such a way so that we can hear about Krishna, chant about Krishna, eat Krishna prasadam, sing and dance with the devotees, stay in the holy dham, mold our life. Prabhupada would often say, mold your life in such a way that you always remember Krishna and never forget him. And this, we have the examples there. And this is the reason why we'll hear, I'm sure, from Dinabandhu Prabhu, how Srimati Radharani appeared and how this Leela is unfolding, and it's very mystical, very wonderful, enchanting. You know, many, many times children's stories, they have enchanting stories about some prince and princess. So this is the ultimate king and prince and princess, Krishna and Srimati Radharani. And everyone's intrigued, they want to hear about the valor, about the even Krishna went to get his queen Rukmini. She said, please you rescue me. And there was a fight, very chivalrous fight. You know, and you think, wow, this is exciting. I want to hear about this more. And you want to hear also how it is that all the gopis would leave their duties, would leave their household chores and families and everything just to be with Krishna, showing that Krishna is our real father, our real lover, our real eternal well-wisher. Our father, the father is always the well-wisher. And Krishna is in our heart. And he understands what we want and what we need. In religion, they pray for bread, or they pray for different, you know, I'm poor, please give me money. I'm sick, please give me good health. I'm lonely, please give me companionship. You know, there's always some prayer of some want or some need. And they feel that this is religious principle. Let us do our religious principles and God will definitely bless us by giving us that new Mercedes-Benz we've been thinking about. But this is not... God is in the heart of everyone. Sarvasya cha hang hridi sanavishto matat smriti jnanam apohanam cha. Krishna's understands what we want, what we need. He's guiding us according to our desire. Because to force someone to love you, this is not love. This is force. Terrorists want to force. You know, we don't want to become terrorists. We want spontaneous love. You want to act in such a way that love is evoked from the heart. So Krishna, he knows. So those who are attracted, they want to be with devotees, be with Krishna, and put an end to this struggle of material existence, then have faith and follow the process. You know, there's slips along the road, but follow the process. Stay on the boat. Sometimes it gets rocky. The weather gets really bad. The people, the other sailors are not such good association. But don't jump off the boat and drown in the ocean of material existence. Stay on board, because then the waves will calm, the sun will shine, and the sailors will shave and behave nicely. So all the associates will learn to appreciate one another, because we're all on a journey. We're all working together as a team, appreciating one another. Whenever, like, you know, devotees are leaving, it's glorious. I saw one devotee just outside, and MDT said, "Oh, she left." She says, "Jai." You know, normally you would think, "Oh, somebody has died," it's such a, you know, horrible thing, but on Lalita Devi's appearance day, in the middle of the day, surrounded by devotees, chanting the holy name, herself chanting, you know, Krishna, Krishna. So this is a very glorious way to appreciate. And Srimati Radharani has appeared here today to also attract us to her beauty, to the beautiful pastimes, and then by us reciprocating, by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. With feeling heart, my dear Lord, somehow or other, I have fallen into this ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of suffering. Engage me as one of your servants at your lotus feet. And by, I mean, Srimati Radharani has a monopoly on the names. Out of the 16, she has 8. Yeah, so I got Krishna, Krishna, Rama, Rama, Radhe, 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 some, in between so many Radhes. So the formula is there. You chant sincerely to Srimati Radharani, and blessings will come. We have to have that conviction, that faith. We saw that normally people leaving this world are terrified and fearful, because Yamaraj and the Yamadutas are waiting, and they're very fearful personalities. But devotees calling out the name of the Lord, then immediately Vishnu Dutas are there. That Vaikuntha airplane comes to take us. They said, "Oh, now the Vishnu Dutas are coming with the swan airplane to take the devotee back to Srimati Radharani and Krishna." And this is the great fortune that we have. Srimati Radharani ki jai. So I'd like to ask His Grace Dinabandhu Prabhu. He spent so many years here in Sri Vrindavan Dham, bringing all those who are eager for Krishna to all the different pilgrimage places. And he's remembering and telling the stories again and again. Radhe, Radhe. No, about Radharani. I said, "You're telling stories about Radharani." I'm not glorifying, just you. Radharani. Hare Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada explains that this very beautiful song is written by Srila Rupa Goswami. And he says, Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate. Dayate means beloved. All glories to Srimati Radharani, who's the beloved of Madhava. Gokula Tarani Mandala Mohite.
Tarani means young girl. Mandala means a whole group of them. So Prabhupada explained that Srimati Radharani is so attractive. She is so attractive that even young girls become mohit, become bewildered by seeing the beauty of Srimati Radharani. Gokula Tarani, Mandala, Mohite. They become mohit. They become bewildered by seeing the beauty of Srimati Radharani. And Prabhupada asks the question, then somebody may ask, that this Rupa Goswami, he's a great big scholar, he knows Persian, he knows Hindi, he knows Bengali, he knows Sanskrit, he knows so many languages, he's a big, big scholar, he was prime minister, so many things. Why he's singing some cinema song about some young girl? Big, big scholar, he's singing song about some young girl. But Prabhupada explains, Sanaka Sanatana Barnita Charite. There's four persons, they had been brahmacharis since the beginning of the universe. Sanat, Sanandan, Sanat Kumar. They have been brahmacharis since millions of years. Barnita. Barnita means to describe. Charitre, just like we have this Chaitanya Charitamrita. They're glorifying. They've been brahmacharis since beginning of universe. They're glorifying the character of Srimati Radharani. The four Kumaras. So we're not talking about ordinary guru. Just as our dear temple president Panchagoda said, we have to be very careful to understand Radharani. We cannot take it cheaply. Radharani is not ordinary girl. In fact, Panchagoda Prabhu explained that Krishnadas Kaviraj, he's written so many verses, so many chapters here just to describe the position of Srimati Radharani. Just like there's one verse here in the fourth chapter, it's actually the fifth verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita. It comes in the fourth, description of this verse comes in the fourth chapter. And Prabhupada is always quoting this verse just to make us understand the position of Srimati Radhika. Radha Krishna Panaya Vikati Radini Shakti Asman Ekatmana Vapi Buri Paradeha Bhedam Gatoto Chaitanya Kam Prakatam Aduna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Duti Subalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. Radha Krishna Pranaya. Pranaya means those loving pastimes that happen between a young boy and a young girl. But we're not talking about ordinary pastimes between young boys and young girls. Because we're all very attracted to hear these types of stories. Activities between young boys and young girls. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi. Why he's hearing all these things about Radha and Krishna? Must be nothing to do with this material world. We see everyone's absorbed. We go on that train, we see everybody's reading about stardust. Or what is that, Manohar Kanya? We see everybody on the train, enchanting leelas, Manohar, canting stories. Manohar Kanya. But why Krishna will take pleasure in something material? We know from Isha Upanishad, Om Purnam Marat Purnam Inam Purna Purnam Udachate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Vashishate. He's perfect and complete in himself. We're busy running around here and there looking for some pleasure out here to bring inside here. Prabhupada said the dog is running on four legs and the human being is running on four wheels. But business is the same, eating, sleeping, mating and defending, trying to find out some way to bring happiness inside. But why Krishna? He's perfect and complete. He has no need. Therefore it said, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikatir Ladini Shakti Asmat. This is manifestation of Krishna's own Ladini Shakti. Krishna's very being is called Swarup Shakti. His very being is called Swarup Shakti, that has got three divisions. One is Sandini Shakti, by which everything exists. Other is Sambit Shakti. We know this word Beda, knowledge. So it comes from this root, bid. Sambit Shakti, by which knowledge is there. By which knowledge is perceived. And third division is Ladini Shakti, by which Anand, bliss, is experienced. All these things within Krishna's very being. Why he's got to look outside? Therefore it is said, Radha Krishna, for these pastimes of Radha and Krishna, it is manifestation of Krishna's own Ladini Shakti. Radha Krishna Paraya Vikuchi Ladini Shakti Rasma. Ek Atmanava Pi Bhuvi Paradeha Bedam Gatoto. Radha and Krishna are not two, they're one. Here it says, and there's tiny little word here, Appi. Sanskrit word, two syllables, Appi, very small words, tiny word, Appi. But as soon as you put it on the end of any other word, oh, that other word becomes very, very heavy. So they're not casually used in Sanskrit. He has put this word, Appi, Ekatmanav, Appi. Radha and Krishna are certainly one soul. Ek Atma, Appi, definitely, certainly. Lekin Deha Bedam. We know the meaning of Deha. Just like in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, this one verse. Any Gurukul boy, you can ask him, he's sound asleep at night. You can whisper in his ear, what is that verse from second chapter? And every Gurukul boy will repeat, what is the verse? Deinosvinyata de pomaram javaram jara tatra dehantara prati virtatra namuyate. So deha means body. Deha bedam, just like you're studying this achincha, beda bed tattva. So be means divide. They're one soul, but they're manifesting themselves in two forms, two bodies. It is one soul, but manifesting in two bodies. Radha and Krishna are not two, they're one. This is a great mystery. Somebody says, or Prabhupada explained, when did they divide? Bhuviparo, nobody can say, since beginning of time, they divided. Nobody can say, Bhuviparo, since beginning of his time. How we understand all this high philosophy? Very difficult for us, especially as residents of Kali Yuga. How is possible? But Chaitanya kam aduna takatam aduna tadvayam chaikyam aptam. Aduna means this modern time. Just like if we go in Delhi, we'll see the sign there, Adunic fashion. Aduna means modern. When Brahma's day is millions and billions of years, 500 years is modern time. Prakatam, somebody has manifested in this modern times. Just 500 years ago is modern time. Prakatam aduna yad dvayam chaikyam cha ekyam cha. Again, ekyam, they have become one. They divided in two, but cha ekyam aptam, they have again achieved oneness. What is that? Chaitanya kyam, that is known as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only by mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu will we be able one day to enter into the mysteries of these pastimes of Radha and Krishna. This verse is kept by Krishnadas Kaviraj, but I believe it's by it's from the diary of Swarup Damodar. Now he gives some secret thing, news to us. Radha Bhava Duti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. Suvalitam, to decorate very nicely. So like 2 days ago we were celebrating the appearance day of Lalita. Lalita means to decorate, very nicely decorated. Radha Bhava Duti means luster. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we see, he's not Shyamasundara, he's Gaurasundara. He has decorated himself with the luster and bhav of Srimati Radharani. This is the secret of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he has appeared in the bhav of Srimati Radharani. Radha Bhava Dyuti Subhava. He has decorated himself with that bhava. He is trying to understand. Even Krishna himself can't understand. He's trying to understand. Therefore, he's appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just to understand. That will go to the next chapter. There's another verse. But Prabhuji was explaining, Krishna is trying to understand this nectar. He's appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Bhava Dyuti Subhalitam Naomi Krishna. He's appearing in the bhav and luster of Srimati Radhika, but Naomi Krishna Swarupam. He's Krishna himself. Naomi, I'm offering my obeisance to him, Krishna Swarupam. But now he's not Shyamasundara, he's Gaurasundara. So by his mercy we'll be able to understand. Someday, after millions of lifetimes, maybe we'll understand something about the divine pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So he goes on to explain even more that this Srimati Radharani, she is the supreme of all the consorts. There's many consorts, like Lord Vishnu, so many Lakshmis are there. But Radharani, she's the Mahamahalakshmi. Because she is expansion, she's the expansion of love for Krishna. So he goes on, very beautiful verse here. Mahabhasrupa Sri Radha Thakurani Sarvaguna Kani Krishna Kanti Shiromani. Krishna Kanto Shiromani. Mahabhasrupa Sri Radha Thakurani Sarvaguna Kani Krishna Kanta Shiromani. Radharani is the form of Mahabhav. We're living beings, we can rise up to having bhav, but Radharani, she's the form of Mahabhav. Beyond our humanly experience, nobody can experience, only Radharani experience. Mahabhava Srupa, Sri Radha Thakurani. Sarva Guna Khani, Khani means the mind. But it is, she's the mind of all good qualities. Krishna Kanta Shiromani. Shiromani means the crown jewel. She's the crown. Kanta means consorts. She's the crown jewel of all the consorts of the Supreme Lord. So we're not talking about anything material. Then he goes on to explain even more. Oh, here's a nice verse. Actually, the verse before it is very sweet, so we'll sing that one also. Govinda Anandani Radha, Govinda Mohini, Govinda Sarvasa Sarva Kanta Shiromani. Radha is the one who gives pleasure to Govinda. She is also the enchantress of Govinda. She is all, the be-all and end-all of Govinda. And she is the crest jewel of all his consorts. Then he says, Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Maya Sarva Kanti Sanmohini Para. The transcendental goddess Sri Radharani is a direct counterpart of Sri Krishna. She is a central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. She possesses all attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Radharani. She is the primordial internal potency of the Lord. Just try to understand the situation of Radharani. So Krishna's Kaviraj explains, Devi means resplendent and most beautiful. Or, it means the lovely abode of the worship and love sports of Lord Krishna. Devi can mean she's very resplendent and beautiful. Or it can mean that she's the lovely abode of the worship and love sports of Lord Krishna. Krishna Mayi means one who's within and without her Lord Krishna. She sees Lord Krishna wherever she casts her glance. Krishna Mayi means full of Krishna. Everything, for Radharani, everything. Everywhere. It's like here he gives the example of her glance. Wherever she glances, just like we were reading this morning, her eyes are filled with tears. She's looking for where is Krishna. She sees something blackish and curved, and she runs and embraces the tamal tree. Because tamal tree is blackish and curved like Krishna. The tamal tree is representative of Sri Krishna. So everything, everywhere she looks, she sees Krishna. Soft breeze is blowing. She merely feels the touch of Lord Krishna. She smells a beautiful flower. She merely remembers the fragrance of Lord Krishna. She hears some beautiful song of a bird. She merely remembers the flute of Lord Krishna. All of her senses. Not just glance, but touch, smell, everything. She simply sees Krishna. She simply experiences Krishna. Krishnamayi, she's full of Krishna. Or Krishnamayi means that she's identical with Lord Krishna. Krishnamayi. You know, means she's identical with Krishna. For she embodies the mellows of love. The energy of Lord Krishna is identical with him. She's that Ladini Shakti. So the energy and the energetic, they're non-different. Krishna Vancha Purti Rupakari Aradhane Ateva Radhika Namo Purani Lokani. Her worship, Aradhana, consists of fulfilling the desires of Krishna. Therefore the Puranas call her Radhika. Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika. This comes the word Aradhana. This is where we get the name Radha, from Aradhana. Like some people say there's no Radha in Srimad Bhagavatam, but that verse is there. Anya Radhito Nunam. Someone, the gopi is saying, somebody has worshipped our Lord, some other gopi has worshipped our Lord very sweetly. So Radha's name is Aradhana, who worships. Therefore she's called Radhika. Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata. Next verse will describe this. Therefore Radha is Paramadevata, the Supreme Goddess. And she is worshipful for everyone. She is the protectress of all, and she is the mother of the entire universe. She's Paramadevata, the Supreme Goddess. Worshipful by everyone. Next verse is, I've already explained the meaning of Sarvalakshmi. We skip some verses. So Radha is the original source of all the goddesses of fortune. Or, Sarvalakshmi indicates that she fully represents the six opulences of Krishna. Therefore, she is the supreme energy of Lord Krishna. With Sarva Lakshmi, we can take it she's the chief of all of the Lakshmis, or we can take it she represents all the six opulences. Krishna is Bhagavan, full in six opulences. The word Sarvakanti indicates that all beauty and luster rest in her body. All the Lakshmis derive their beauty from her. Actually, if you take all of the beauty of all the entire Vaikuntha planets, it cannot even equal the beauty of the ray of Radharani's toenail. All the beauty of Vaikuntha, if you put it all together, it cannot even become equal to the rays from Radharani's toenail. So Sarvakanti means it's all beauty and luster rest in her. Or Kanti may also mean all the desires of Lord Krishna. All the desires of Krishna rest in Srimati Radharani. Radharani's whole being is simply meant, if we can speak like that, every atom of her body is meant to please Krishna. This is why it's so difficult for us to understand these pastimes, because we enter into a relationship thinking, what am I going to get out of it? What's in it for me? But Radharani's every atom of her being is only meant for the pleasure of Krishna. We can't imagine. We only do things if we're going to get something out of it. We calculate all our relationships, all the things we do. Where will I get the most return? But Radharani is only meant for pleasing Krishna. So Sarvakanti, she's only meant for pleasing Krishna. Srimati Radhika fulfills all desires of Krishna. This is another meaning of Sarvakanti. Lord Krishna enchants the world, but Sri Radha enchants even him. Therefore, she is the supreme goddess of all. Sanmohini, Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Sanmohini Pala. So this Sri Radha is the full power, and Lord Krishna is the possessor of full power. The two are non-different, as evidenced by the revealed scriptures. So in this way, we have to be very careful to understand. And especially because Radha and Krishna, they manifest their pastimes in Parakiya Bhav. Just like you sing that nice song, Parakiya Bhave Bhajete Prachar. So this is even more difficult for people to understand. But you see, everything in this world, Prabhupada describes this world as a reflection of the spiritual world, perverted reflection. So what is in the bottom will be in the top. So this world, having a lover besides our husband, that is bottom, that is the worst thing. But in spiritual, that is the highest thing. Because that, they perform their pastimes in that parakeet above, because that's much more inciting, just to increase the ras or less, the joyfulness of their pastimes. It's much more exciting. Just like the Hindi poets, they say, the stolen mango tastes sweeter. Stolen mango tastes sweeter. Especially in India, most people, if they live in the village, everybody's got mango tree in his backyard. But if you sneak in somebody else's yard and steal a mango, oh, that's much sweeter. Just like many, many years ago, I took all the Gurukul boys to Yavat, where this Parakiya Bhav manifests from me. This is such an important place for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So I was trying to think how to get these boys to understand such elevated philosophy. So I gave an example, because that time for Diwali they used to stay here, now they go on vacation, but anyway, it's a different time. So they stayed here for Diwali. So now Diwali's coming, we'll go on the roof of the Gurukul, and we'll shoot off lots of rockets and firecrackers and things, and that's a lot of fun. And all the boys, oh yeah, a lot of fun. But if you sneak down the hall and set off a bomb outside your teacher's door, that's more fun. And all the boys went, wow. And all the teachers went, whoo. So Radha and Krishna, they perform. There's no question. We just read, Radha and Krishna are one. There's no question of anything illicit. Sometimes people challenge, oh, why are you worshipping a god who's dancing with other people's wives? Why are you worshipping such a god who dances with other people's wives? Wife means dharampatni. Dharampatni means, what is the meaning? Means that within her heart, there is no other man except her husband. No one else is there except her husband within her heart. That is real patni. And if we look inside everyone's heart, who is there? Krishna. So we're all the wiser, Lord Krishna. If Krishna comes out of his heart, someone's heart to dance with his own wife, what is the difficulty? The question is not why Krishna is dancing with other people's wives, the question is why you dancing with them. We're all Krishna's wives. And why are you dancing with other, with your man or woman, you're dancing with someone else's wife? That is the question. So we have to understand this, there are so many verses and nice instruction is here, and Prabhupada has given us so much instruction to understand the elevated position of Srimati Radhika. So I don't have a watch, I don't know how much time we have. Because we haven't gotten to the appearance yet of Srimati Radharani. Oh, we got plenty of time. We'll have to tell more pastimes then. So, now that we all understand the elevated, we're trying to understand the elevated position. Actually, I have no qualification. I don't understand anything. Panchagura would always say he's not qualified, but at least he's doing some service. I just run around Braj all day long. But he's organizing this beautiful, he and his team have organized so beautiful festival for all of you. I don't do anything, so I'm even less qualified. So I don't understand. I'm just like a little parrot, you know. You can teach the parrot to chant Hare Krishna. Just like I saw one parrot one time.
Radisham!
But I guarantee you, when the cat will come, he won't chant Radisham. He'll chant. He can sing, but he has no understanding.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna!
But as soon as cat will come, sound like that. I can repeat, but I don't understand anything. So. So anyway, to understand the appearance of Srimati Radharani, we're going to go back many thousands of years. There was a very beautiful princess named Kalavati. And there was a very beautiful, handsome prince named Sucharu. And both their parents, seeing their matching qualities, they arranged their wedding together. So a big, fancy wedding was arranged. Just like last year, there was prince and princess were married every day in the paper, in the magazines, everything, all we heard, prince and princess. But be much more opulent and better than that. Beautiful wedding was performed. But most astonishing was that after their wedding, they went to the forest and performed great penances and austerities, sleeping on dry grass and eating only berries that monkeys eat. Now this was most astonishing. Because we're thinking, well, now we got married, okay, no more sleeping on a mat in the ashram. Now I can get nice soft bed. No more temple prasad. Now we'll get nice puri and paneer sabji, sweet rice, halwa, rasgulla. We're thinking like that. But this prince, we can imagine what type of bed and what type of prasad a prince and princess will enjoy. But they went to the forest and they slept on dry grass and ate only berries that monkeys eat. And they performed these penances and austerities for many hundreds of years. Finally, Lord Brahma, he was very satisfied. He descended on his swan airplane. And he asked them, what did they desire? For what purpose they had performing all these penances and austerities? And they said, we want to get the consort of Lord Vishnu, Sri Lakshmiji, as our daughter in order to serve her in that form. Brahma was so shocked. He was so shocked. Ordinarily, when it comes time for asking the benediction, everybody has a big long list. I want this and this and this and this and this and this and this. And I want 90 days credit for the next austerity. This and this and this and this. Big long list is there. Give me a job and a car and a house by the sea, Swami Jai Jagadish Hari. But they were asking for service. They were asking for service. So Lord Brahma was very satisfied. Not just the consort of Lord Vishnu. I will give you the Lakshmiji. You want Lakshmiji? I will give you the Mahamaha Lakshmi, the consort of Brijendranandan Shamsundar. Sri Radhika will become your daughter. So in next lifetime, by some transcendental technology that we don't understand, because Brishabhanu and Kirti, the eternal father and mother of Radharani, it's not that by Lord Brahma's benediction Radharani takes appearance. But there's some transcendental technology. One living entity can merge with another living. They merged with the bodies of Brishabhanu and Kirtita. And again they were married together. Lord Brahma's benediction It's like, I give you benediction that tomorrow the sun will rise on your head.
The sun's going to rise automatically. This is not that by some penance and austerity we get Radharani. This benediction is like that. So then they appeared as Bhishmanu and Kirtida. You know the meaning of Kirtida? It's like we sing kirtanas, chanting the glories. So Kirti means glorious. Kirtida, who gives glories. Yashoda, you know Yash? Yash means fame. Yashoda, who gives fame. Bhishmanu's mother's name is Sukada, who gives happiness. You see, all the Vishnu Bhishmasis, they have very beautiful names. They're all givers. Ab ye sab deni wala chala gaya, only deni wala ho gaya. Now all the givers have gone away, only takers are left. Everywhere we go. I'm Prabhupada Bhishmasi. What do you got in your pocket? Give me. All the givers have gone away, only takers are left. So Kirtida. And again, their parents got them married together. And they were always desiring to have a daughter. But generally people want to have some, but they were desiring to have daughters. Mysteriously they had this intense desire. But first they got one son named Sridham. Sridham is older brother of Srimati Radharani. So they got one son, Sridham. But still they were always desiring to have a daughter, but somehow no daughter was coming. Now that time, Vrishabhanu's palace was on the other side of the Jamuna in Gokul, just beside Gokul, in a very beautiful place called Raval. And Nanda Maharaj was living just down the road in Gokul. Later when Nanda Maharaj moved to Nandagam, then Vrishabhanu and Kirti, they moved to Barsana. Barsana's living place of Radharani. So Raval is right next to the Jamuna. Now of course Jamuna is far away, but from the roof of the temple we see Jamuna. And actually in 2010 when the flood was there, then Jamuna was flowing right behind, right beside the temple. Right, if you know the bottom steps, she was lapping at the bottom step to go up to the temple. So it just happened to be just like today, it's the 8th day of the month of Bhadra. The Hindi calendar is known as Bhadra and our Vaishnava calendar is known as Rishikesh. It was the 8th day of the bright half. This is the bright half. You see moon is getting bigger and bigger. Just like other day we were celebrating Lalita Shasti, it's appearance day of Lalita. And somebody was chanting the Lalitastakam. So second verse says that the beauty of Lalita's face defeats the beauty of the moon. The beauty of her face defeats the beauty of the moon. Not equal to, but defeats the beauty of the moon. Since time eternal, the creator, Lord Brahma, he's been trying to create a moon that will equal Lalita Sakhi's face. And every time it's complete, he's not satisfied, he erases his work again. And then again he starts to again create. Then he looks, and again he erases it. Then again he creates. Since time eternal, he's been trying to create a moon that will equal Lalita Sakhi's face. But we see, so this is bright half. Now he's trying to create that moon. It's getting bigger and bigger. This 8th day of the moon. Half moon will be, well, at midnight, you stay up to midnight, you can see half moon rise on the eastern horizon. So this is the bright half of the month of Bhadra. And early in the morning, just like all of you, you get up early in the morning before Mangalarti and go and take your bath, right? Some of you, you go to Mangalarti on Jamashtami and Radhashtami and Kor Purnima. Some people are laughing, I caught them. But ordinarily we get up very early in the morning, we go to take our bath before Mangalarti. So Bisvabhana Maharaj also, he got up early in the morning. He went down to the bank of the Jamuna, which was flowing just beside his palace. He saw something was sparkling there in the Jamuna, shining. As he got closer, he saw there was a golden lotus sparkling in the Jamuna. As he got even closer in the golden whirl of that lotus, there was a beautiful golden baby girl lying in the whirl of that lotus flower. But Bhadra means the second month of the rainy season. Yesterday we went to the Jamuna to take Mother Nanda on her last journey to Jamuna, and then we were taking our bath. And Panchakur and I would say, hey, this current is carrying us away. Because the mud was very slippery, I can't get a grip, we're going, current was, this is the second month of rainy season, current is very heavy. Brisabhanu, he could not reach to that lotus flower. He was trying to reach to that lotus flower, but he could not reach. Lord Brahma again appeared on his swan carrier. And he reminded Brisabhanu of his previous benediction, previous life. Then he lifted that beautiful baby girl and handed her to the arms of Brisabhanu Maharaj. Brisabhanu Maharaj saw she's so sweet and so soft, so beautiful golden complexion, reddish hands and feet, and so beautiful lines. Everything was so exquisitely beautiful. He ran to the palace. Oh Devi, oh Devi, oh Devi. We've got our daughter, we've got our daughter. Then Mother Kirtita, she came running. She saw this beautiful girl in the arms of Brisabhanu. She just took her from his arms and held her close to her breast, and she's feeling, oh, she's so soft like butter. So soft like butter. So beautiful gold and complexion. So sweet little hands and feet. Everything is so exquisitely beautiful. Gorgeous. Except they both noticed one thing. Her eyes were sealed shut. She was totally blind. Now to understand this blindness, we're going to have to go all the way up to the Golok Dham. We have to go all the way up to Golok Dham. One day, if we can speak about days in eternal time, but our Brihad Bhagavat, Bhakti Brihad Bhagavat Maharaj, he explained very nicely to us, it's not that time is absent, it's influence is absent, but is conspicuous by its absence. So time is there. So one day in the Golok Dham, Krishna Chandra, he called Radharani, he said, hey Radhe, just see on the earth the Dwapar Yuga is coming to its end. We will go there and display our pastimes on the earth. And Radharani said, I don't want to go to that deep, dark, nasty material world where no one is chanting your glories, no one is engaged in your service, everyone's just engaged in sense gratification. I don't want to go there. After all, there's no Vrindavan, there's no Jamuna, there's no Giriraj. My mind will not be happy in that place. My heart will not be happy in such a place. And Krishna Chandra said, hey Radhe, just see. Vrindavan has already gone there. Jamuna has already gone there. Giriraj has already gone there. And Radharani looked. And shining on the face of the earth was this beautiful Braja Dham. This is not different from the Golok. You're sitting in the Golok Dham here. We're just blind. We have cataracts in our eyes. This chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. This is to take the cataracts out of our eyes to see that Braja Dham. It's like somebody wrote, chatted with me on Facebook the other day. I go there and there's dogs and hogs and stool and rubbish. I said, Vrindavan, you have to see with the heart, not by the eyes. But it's so deteriorated. Hayagriva was arguing in the Hare Krishna Explosion, this beautiful book of Hayagriva. But Prabhupada, everything is deteriorated.
Prabhupada said, by walking on this dust, millions of lifetimes of civil activities are destroyed. How is it deteriorated? You walk on this dust of Braj, whatever the situation you may see by your eyes, just by walking on this dust of Braj. Now they're paving all over that dust. They don't want you to get purified. But just by walking on this dust of Braj, millions of millions, how is it deteriorated? Not deteriorated. You have to see by the heart. So, Radharani, she saw shining on the face of the earth, there was this Brajadam was there. And cutting through, just like a blue ribbon, cutting through that Brajadam was this beautiful Jamuna. See, Jamuna has already gone there. And then rising high, there was Giriraj. He said, see, Giriraj has already gone there. So Radharani said, all right, I'll go there, but I don't want to see anyone or anything until I can see your Mukha Chandra, moon-like face. Therefore, Radharani's eyes were sealed shut. But then anyway, they thought, she's so beautiful, it doesn't matter. Meanwhile, in Padma Purana, it explains, describes that Narad Muni was just nearby. He had his little iPod 5 loaded up with his astrology program, and he was calculating. This is the time and this is the place where that Ladini Shakti of Lord Krishna will appear. So he began wandering hither and thither, trying to find out where that Ladini Shakti we just described, all about who Radharani is. He saw this beautiful palace. He came to the palace. He knocked on the door of the palace. The doorman came. He saw it was Narad Muni. He ran to Brisabhanu. He said, Narad Muni is there. Brisabhanu, the king himself, he ran to the door to receive Narad Muni. Oh, Munivar, Padariye, please come. Oh, Munivar, Birajye, please sit. He sat him on his very own throne. Then he washed his feet. He sprinkled water on his head. He sprinkled on everybody's head. Then he sat at the foot of his own throne. He's the king. He's sitting at the foot of his own throne at Narad Muni's feet. He said, Muniraj, any seva for me, Muniraj? And Narad Muni said, yes, do you have any issue? Do you have any child? And Brisabhanu said, yes, I have one son. Narad Muni said, one son? Hi Maharaj, I have one son. One son? Hi Maharaj, I have one son. One son? Hi Maharaj, I have one son. All right, you bring him here. So then they brought Sridham there. And Narad Muni, he gave all his blessings on Sridham. He told them, this is not ordinary child. Because Sridham, he's also descended from the Golok. He's not ordinary child. You have to take very care of him. Then Narad Muni got up and started walking toward the door. But Brisabhanu, he saw some unhappiness in the face of Narad Muni, some disappointment. Prabhupada said, face is index of the mind. Some unhappiness is there. So when he got to the door, he said, Taro, 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 Maharaj, wait. Kya? Tu ne jhoot bola? What? You told some lie? Arey Maharaj, I have one daughter, but she's blind. I was feeling shame to show her to you. Oh, you have one daughter? Narad Muni immediately came back. He sat down on the throne. No, you bring that one. So then they brought Radharani before Narad Muni. He knows who she is. He went into complete ecstasy for a long time, just completely stunned. But Narad Muni, he's a very clever fellow. Something's happening with the mic. He's getting so ecstatic, he's fading away. He's fainting. Pastime is too ecstatic. Mike is also...
So, where were we? Oh, he's seeing this. He knows who this is. He's a very clever fellow. We read in the scriptures all the time, Narad Muni. He goes to one side, he tells one thing. He goes to the other party, he tells another thing, and he starts a big fight between. He's a very clever fellow. So, he told, I know how to cure this blindness. He said, you have to make a feast, and you have to make this, and this, and this. He gave big, long list, very complicated preparations. You will not find the ingredients readily available in the house. You will have to go to the bazaar, you will have to go to the field, you will have to go to the market to get all these ingredients. So he gave big, long list, complicated preparations. Then he told, and you invite Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda to come here, and you feed them this feast. And this blindness will be cured. Everybody looked at that list, big complicated list. Everybody ran hither and thither and thither and hither and hither and thither to the bazaar, to the field, to the market to gather all these ingredients. You see how clever Narad Muni is? Now he's alone with Srimati Radharani. Everybody's going hither and thither. He's a clever fellow. Then he began to offer very beautiful prayers to Srimati Radharani. And Radharani, as a little baby, she smiled and she said, what do you desire? He said, my only desire is to see that Kishori Rup. That beautiful form as 13, 14-year-old girl, Kishori Rup. So Radharani smiled and she manifested that Kishori Rup before the eyes of Narad Muni. All the Astasakis also appeared in their Kishori Rups. Now Narad Muni, he's diving and swimming and surfacing in the ocean of transcendental bliss. Ah ha ha ha. Ah ha ha ha. Ah ha ha. Then he paid his obeisances and playing his veena, Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman. He left. Meanwhile, they sent a messenger to call Nanda and Yasoda, and Nanda and Yasoda came. Mother Yasoda is carrying Krishna Chandra under her arms. Nandalala's under her arm, and they saw this beautiful daughter of Nanda, of Brisabhanu Maharaj and Kirtita. How soft, like butter, and so sweet, golden color, so exquisitely beautiful. All her features were so delicate, so exquisite. Her hands so reddish and so auspicious signs in her hands. Everything was so beautiful. They thought, anyway, even if she's blind, it doesn't matter. She's so beautiful. Doesn't matter. Just like Prabhupada said, blind uncle better than no uncle. So blind daughter better than no daughter. Then Yasoda and Kirtita sat down to do their gossipings. And Nanda Maharaj and Brisabhanu, they sat down to do their talkings. Meanwhile, Krishna, he was born on the dark half of the month of Bhadra, 1 year and 15 days before. So he was crawling by that time, crawling hither and thither. And he saw this beautiful basket with this Kali Kamri, this black blanket coming out. Maybe we'll tell that story, we have extra time, Kali Kamri story. So he crawled over to that basket, he grabbed onto the edge of that basket, and he pulled his lotus feet up to see what is inside. Now you've seen how Mother Yasoda, she paints all these beautiful little dots with chandan and aguru and kapoor and kesar. What is kesar? Saffron. All these beautiful decorations on Lala's face. That divine fragrance entered into the beautiful sesame flower-like nose of Srimati Radhika. Our Goswamis, they sometimes describe Radharani's nose just like a sesame flower. Now one time on Braj Prikama, we walked through the sesame field. Actually yesterday we also went by the sesame field. Everybody got on and started picking flowers. So I picked one sesame flower and I looked at it like this. It doesn't at all look like a nose. It's very beautiful light color, but not like a nose. The next year we walked through the same sesame field And I saw the sesame flower just sitting there on the plant. And one petal is very long, and he comes down and goes boop at the end like this. And curved just a little bit like a parrot's beak. Sometimes right around his nose, it's described like parrot's beak, a little curved like that. Just see these beautiful Rajasthani paintings, you know, comes down and like that. And then there's two petals on the side going like this. If you look at it on the plant like this, looks just like a nose. So that divine fragrance entered into the beautiful sesame flower-like nose of Srimati Radhika. Now she knows Krishna Chandra's Mukha Chandra is just in front of her face. Now you try to understand, our Prabodhanand Saraswati, he has written that if Radharani gives some kataksh, kataksh means little sidelong glance, bing, bing, from the corner of the eye, bing, because she can't look directly. I can't remember, it's either Chandidas or Vidyapati, they've written a beautiful poem where Radharani says, everyone in Gokul is seeing Krishna as he walks down this lanes of Gokul. And everybody's seeing him with the two eyes. Everybody's seeing him with two eyes. But I myself, I have to keep one eye on my superiors. Other half of the other eye, I have to keep on my nindakarnawalis. Those people who will criticize me. One half I have to keep on them. So with one half of one eye, I'm getting little kataks, little glance of this fellow. And even though I'm only, that's one quarter aparad I'm making. One quarter. But I'm getting five times danda, five times punishment. Cupid has got five arrows by that little tiny glance. The five arrows, sound, touch, smell, all these things, they're piercing my heart. I'm getting five times punishment for one quarter aparad. So even that little tiny sidelong glance, pink, Prabodhanand Saraswati describes that Krishna Chandra's flute falls from his hand, his mukut falls off his head, he doesn't even notice. So now you try to understand, Radha and Krishna are face to face. Radha and Krishna are face to face. And Radharani, she smells that divine fragrance, she knows that Mukha Chandra is right in front of her face. She opened up her beautiful lotus petal eyes. And she was looking with so much love into the lotus petal eyes of Krishna Chandra. So much love is going between those eyes. So much love is going between those eyes. So much love is going between those eyes. It's so thick, you can almost put your finger in and taste it. And they both began to laugh. And as soon as they began to laugh, then both the parents' minds were distracted. And they saw Krishna looking with so much love into the beautiful, wide-open, lotus-petal eyes of Srimati Radharani. And they were so amazed how this Narad Muni cured her blindness. So amazed how he cured the blindness. Because Nanda and Yasoda, they came for lunch, right? So this happened at the noontime. Because this is real appearance of Radha and Krishna, when Radha and Krishna meet together. Just like one of Prabhupada's servants told me, he put a picture of Radharani on Prabhupada's desk. And Prabhupada came, he said, where's Krishna? He said, where's Krishna? To see Radharani alone is like seeing ordinary woman. He said, where's Krishna? You bring Krishna. So when you buy your pictures there in the back, you have to buy the picture of Shamsundar too, both together. I get my commission for making this announcement. So that happened at the noontime. So when do we have to fast on Radhastami? To the noontime, huh? This Krishna, he's very hard. We have to go all the way to the midnight. He's real hard fellow. But this Radharani, she's very soft and sweet. Only up to the half day, we have to fast for Radhastami. Srimati Radharani ki. So I guess we have time. I didn't even hear the. What time is it? 10 to 10, we have so much time. So what about that Kali Kamri? That black blanket. Very interesting story about this black blanket. One time, they were going to give Krishna charge of the cows. But Mother Yasoda, because now he was taking care of the cows, right? He was Vatsapal. Before becoming Gopal, he was Vatsapal. So to take care of the calves, that is close by, but to take care of the cows, then the cows like to wander far and far and far and far. So Mother Yasoda, she wasn't agree. Nanda Baba's guru, just like Basudev and Sura Sen, they have their guru, Gargacharya. So Nanda Baba's guru is Sandili Rishi. They called Sandili Rishi. And Sandili Rishi said, today is Gopastami, it's a good day to give him charge of the cows, but Mother No does not agree. He will have to go far in the forest. Sometimes it will be very hot. Sometimes he'll step on, there's so many thorns will be there, stone will be there, so many things. Sometimes it may be very cold, the rain may come, dust will come. So Mother Yasoda does not agree. So then Sandili Rishi, he thought, well, if somebody is wearing that Kali Kamri, that black blanket, special black blanket, this thread is woven by Lord Brahma, and this thread, this side are woven by Lord Shiva. And anyone who wears that black blanket, he'll never suffer from heat, cold, dust, rain, too much heat, sunlight, thirst. He'll never suffer from anything. So Nanda Baba said, where will we find the Kali Kamri? And Sandili Rishi said, well, Brisabhanu Maharaj has one. So how will we get that come from him? Because, after all, Nanda Maharaj is a king, Brisabhanu is a king. Can one king go and beg from another king? He can't go and beg. Can a king go to another king and beg? A Brahmin can go, sadhu can go, poor man can go, but how a king can go to another king and beg? So then Sandili Rishi said, all right, before we do the Gopastami, you give him charge of the cows, he will have to do Kanya Puja. Kanya means to worship unmarried girl. In that Kanya Puja, then I will ask for that Kali Kamri and Dakshina. Oh, that's a good idea. All right, very good idea. Okay, settled. So then they went to Barsana, and they told, today we're going to give Krishna charge of the cows, but before we can do that ceremony, he has to do Kanya Puja, and no better Kanya than Srimati Radhika. So Brisabhanu immediately agreed. He's very happy. If Krishna will do Kanya Puja, he's very happy. So then, with great pomp and ceremony, they did the puja. They had Krishna worshipping Radharani, Kanya Puja. And after the puja was over, then Brisbhanu said, yes, puja was very wonderful. Nanda Baba said, yes, very wonderful. And our Sandili Rishi said, yes, yes, very nice. Puja was very nice, yes, yes. Very nice puja, yes, very nice. Everyone said, yes. Brisbhanu said, yes, very nice. Nanda Baba said, yes, very nice. Very nice, yes. Oh, yes, it was very nice. Yes, I think so too. Yeah, oh, it was very nice. The Nanda Baba is poking Sandili Rishi. Come on, ask for the dakshina. Yeah, it was very nice. Yeah, it was very nice. Come on, ask for the dakshina. So then Sandili Rishi said, yeah, well, but no puja is complete without dakshina. Oh, what do you want? You want pearls? You want diamonds? You want rubies? You want emeralds? Silver?
No. Then what do you want? You just tell me, I'll give. Actually, what we need, because now Krishna is going to go in the forest, if he could get that Kali Kamri. Oh, I'll immediately order one. No, we have to do the puja today. We need that one. But this one's used. No, it's all right. We want that one. No, we want that one. We have to do the puja. We don't have time to get one. That one will do. So anyhow, they got that Kali Kamri from Brisbanu. Therefore, you see some of the nice Rajasthani paintings. Krishna got this little black blanket over his shoulder. He's wandering in the forest, little cowherd boy. So now you know the story of that black blanket. So what time is it? Anybody has some favorite story they want to hear? Actually, I was just thinking, there's a beautiful verse that was written by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. When he writes about Radharani, nobody writes like Raghunath Das Goswami. And in the Mukta Charita, this is a story of the, Mukta means, in Sanskrit, Mukta also means pearl. We know Mukti, but Mukta means pearl. So in the Mukta Charita of Raghunath Das Goswami, he has kept one very beautiful verse. And I personally think that he must have seen into the future. Because these Goswamis are not ordinary persons. Just like we were discussing on Lalita Sasti the other day, that Rupa Goswami, he's not other than Rupa Manjari. So they could see into the future that in this Ramanreti, Srila Prabhupada will come and he will establish a beautiful, gorgeous temple. And he will establish his beautiful deities of Radha Shyam Sundar. So looking into the future, he wrote this verse because it describes our Radharani perfectly. So I'm convinced that Raghunath Das saw that in the future Prabhupada would establish these beautiful deities. He said, Gaurim Rakta Balaram Yam Sunetra Susmitananam Shamam Savistam Sadikam Radhikam Asrayet Sada. Gaurim. We know Gauri. Gauri means that she's golden. Gaurim Rakta Balaram Yam. Rakta means reddish. Sometimes she wears reddish garments, Ramyam. Very lovely. Just like we know Radha Raman. So Ramya means lovely. Radha Raman means who loves Radha. So Ramya, when we make it Ramya, means lovely. She's dressed in very lovely reddish garments. She's golden in complexion, dressed in lovely reddish garments. Gaurim Rakta Bara Ramyam. Sunetra. Nature, we know, means eyes. But here he doesn't say I, he says Sunetra. Very beautiful eyes. Our Radharani, I have never seen anywhere in the world Radharani with eyes like our Radharani. Is it? If you, there is, don't tell me. I don't want to know. Sunetra, very beautiful eyes. So I am convinced that he's seeing into the future this temple will establish here. Sunetra susmitananam. Smita, we know Smita. Just like in Sweden, we got our Smita Krishna. So Smita means that smile when just little tooth is about to appear. So Susmitananam. Not just ordinary Smita, but Susmitananam. Just like you see our Radharani. She has so beautiful smile playing on her lips. Isn't it? That's why I'm convinced he saw into the future. Gaurim Rakta Varamyam Sunetra Susmitananam Shamam Swabhistam Sadikam. Shamam. She's very, very simple. Our Radharani is very simple. But Shamam Swabhistam Sadikam. Just like we know this word sadhana. We're performing sadhana to get some sadhya, some goal. To reach some goal. Svabhistam is her own desire. She's very simple.
She appears very simple, but she's very expert in getting her desire. Swadhistam sadhikam. She's very expert in getting her desire fulfilled. Shamam swadhistam sadhikam radhikam asrayat sada. Asraya we know means to take shelter. Sada, just like we sing every morning, sada yeno vas. Sada means always. I always take shelter of that Srimati Radhikam. And there's one piece of a verse. I've forgotten the whole verse. I just remembered. Raghunath Das Goswami again. He says, Karunaya vidravad deha. Karunaya vidravad deha. So karuna we know means compassion. Vidravad means to melt. He says, Karunaya, from Karuna, Vidravad, melts. What is melting? Deha. We just heard Deha means body. Ordinary beings, their hearts melt with compassion. Our Srimati Radhika, her whole body melts with compassion. We've all come here today on this Radhasami day to get the mercy of Srimati Radharani. She's very compassionate. Her whole body melts with compassion. Karuna vidravad deha. And Srila Prabhupada has kept all of those little drops of melted compassion of Srimati Radharani in his books. All of Prabhupada's books are nothing but the melted compassion of Srimati Radhika. And the devotees are going and sprinkle that melted compassion of Srimati Radhika on all the fallen souls. You want to get Radha Bhav, then you distribute Prabhupada's books. People are going here and there and here and there. But mostly I see just in their bhajan kutir chanting Zed mantra. You know Zed mantra? If you want to get Radha Bhav, if you want to get the mercy of Radharani, Prabhupada's books is the drops of the liquid compassion, because Prabhupada is so compassionate like Srimati Radhika. Because we know his father always used to feed sadhus, and he always asked those sadhus, you please bless my son that he will become very nice devotee of Radharani. So he's the most confidential servant of Radharani, distributing the mercy, because Radharani, she's always arranging for others to meet with Krishna. So those who go out helping to bring devotees to Krishna, they're following, this is the Radha Bhav. If you want Radha Bhav, distribute Prabhupada's books. The Holy Dham, Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.